Let's pray over our time in the Word, that it would be efficient, that you would hear from heaven, and that we would grow by that Word. Amen. So, Father, we thank you that we can grow because we've come together to hear your Word. God, I thank you that as it's preached, Father, that you would use me as I preach, as I teach. God, that you would inspire, that there would be a God breath on this. Amen. Lord, that you would cause the Word of God, the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, to find a good spot in the heart of the congregants today. God, that we would let that Word, that supernatural Word, grow up in us and produce fruit in Jesus' name. Everybody said,
amen.
Amen. We've been talking about keeping the new year fresh, and we've been talking about we're forgetting those things behind. We're actually, remember, fresh is an acronym, forgetting those things behind, forgiving ourselves and others. And then we talked about, as I'm getting all excited here. And then we talked about how we would renew our mind with God's Word, that we would encourage ourselves and others, E. And today we are on speaking a higher truth, or speaks God's Word. You can use those interchangeably, speaking the higher truth, speaking God's Word, because God's Word is the higher truth. You might be facing some facts. Maybe it's facts about your life, facts about a medical situation, facts about finances, but God's Word is a higher truth. And so what we want to do is speak the higher truth. And then lastly, when we finish this series up next week, holding on to hope. That's how we're going to keep a new year fresh. That's how we began this new year off, and that's how we're going to keep this new year fresh. And so today we're going to talk about speaking the higher truth, keeping it fresh. Amen. And so as I was thinking about that, meditating about it, I'm going to actually mention several scriptures that we probably won't have time to totally go to. So I want you to jot them down. These are going to be important if you're going to learn how to speak God's Word and how to speak it over your life. You know, one awesome way that God has operated in the world that we see from Scripture, and one awesome way that great men of faith have operated because they acted like God, and I don't mean that in a disrespectful or a heretical way, they took God at His Word and began to imitate God. In fact, the Scriptures tells us in Ephesians to be imitators of God as dearly loved children. And so what the Word of God tells us is that God, in Romans chapter 4, in verse 16 through 17, therefore it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise may be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. Now remember, God changed Abraham's name to Abram's name to Abraham. Abraham means the father of many nations. So when God changed Abram's name to Abraham, he was literally calling Abraham the father of many nations, even though Abraham didn't have any children at the time. And so then it says this, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, verse 17. So God calls those things which do not exist as though they are. That's how God speaks. In fact, we saw that in Genesis 1 and verse 3. The first words that God spoke into existence was, let there be light. And there was light. God's words are still reverberating in the universe today. Scientists tell us that the universe continues to expand. God's words, when he said, let there be light, have power. If God's words have power, and we understand that our words too have power. Jesus told us in Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 24, he said this, have faith in God. In other words, have the faith of God. For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things which he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatsoever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. So as we're looking at keeping this year fresh, I want to encourage you that as you speak God's life-giving word over your situation, you can expect things to change. Amen. We understand that Proverbs 18:21 tells us this, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So God has some keys to help us keep this new year fresh when it comes to speaking the higher truth, speaking the word of God. In fact, James tells us we stumble in many ways. James chapter 3 and verse 2, we stumble in many ways. Anyone who is never at fault in what they say is perfect and able to keep their whole body in check. So one of the problems that most of us have is either we're too quiet or we're saying the wrong things. Just look at Adam. When Eve was tempted with the fruit, he was there, not saying anything. So one of the biggest problems of us not speaking God's word is either being too quiet or saying the wrong thing. Do I get any amens in here? How many of you have ever said something you regretted? Many times, right? Many times. We say things that we don't need to be saying. And so it's important for us to understand what happens. Why do we do that? Well, the tongue, the Bible tells us, is like a deadly fire, or it's set on fire by hell itself. That's what James tells us. Wow. So, I mean, that's some harsh words right there. Yeah. We see even in the news today where people lose their jobs because they were recorded saying things they shouldn't have said. Right? Yeah. It's important what you say. It's important what I say, not just about life, about circumstances, about culture, about the news or politics. It is important what we say about our life, what we say about our church, what we say about our family. What do you speak? You need to check up on what you speak. That's why we've been saying, and God will, in our own personal finances. When it looks like, oh, we've been, and just to kind of pull the curtain back just a little bit, we're trying to get on a major budget. Like, we're on a budget. Like, this is how much we're going to spend on this. And this is how much we're going to spend on this. And God's helping us. See, it's the natural and the supernatural. And we had some unexpected bills come up on the car. And so we were trying to figure that out. Oil has gone up. How many noticed that if you have oil heat? All right. Oil has gone up. So we had to get an oil delivery. And so we're kind of figuring out how does this fit in the budget, right? And you know what? God is so good that we came at the end of, we have a budget talk. If you are married, you have a budget talk. So we had our little budget talk, how much you got. And I mean the she money too. You know what she money is. Or he money. She money is money she know nothing about. He money's the same thing. Right? So it's like, what do you got in your wallet? Put it on the table. It's like, this is what I got. You know why? Because we're on a budget. So you do the natural, you do the supernatural. Do you know that we did our little budget talk? We're like, there's $200 extra here. It's the natural and the supernatural. Got to do your part in order for God to do his part. It works. I'm telling you, it works. It does. It does. So the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 6, a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. So here's the answer. You might say to yourself, Pastor, well, then what do I say? What do I say? I'm supposed to speak the higher truth. What do I say? Give me an idea of what I say. Well, before I get into that, real quick, I want to tell you a personal story that actually has impacted me, and God kind of reminded me about it. When I was in eighth grade, I was a little bit interested in computers. I'm giving you the super abbreviated version. And as I was there, I remember telling my dad. My dad was a computer software engineer for 40 years. So I'm in eighth grade. I'm about Sebastian's age. And I'm, you know, moderately smart in some things and not so much in others. But I remember I had this interest. I wanted to go into the science fair and do a science fair project. So I told my dad I wanted to do some kind of computer thing. So my dad got all excited, and so he sat me down, and he taught me a principle, and he said, I'm going to write this little word out for you, G-I-G-O, garbage in, garbage out. He was trying to teach me that whatever I put into the computer would be my result. And I remember vividly the day that he shared that with me, and he brought home these IBM computer programming books. They were so far above my head, I never really learned how to program a computer. But one thing I did learn is I always remembered garbage in, garbage out. Then, recently, I'm having dad time when we were down in Florida, and dad took me into his little man cave. You know, he's got the garage like a man cave, and he's got all these things that we call it dad's time capsule. It's all these little awards and everything. And it's in the back of the garage, got little model cars, things I gave him when I was a kid. It's my dad's, like, memorabilia thing, right? And we call it dad's time capsule. And so we're out there, and he's sharing with me some things about his computer programming experience. And then he tells me one day, and he says, and if he's watching, I don't know if he is or not, he tells me one day, he says, you know, when I first started, I was going to get fired. And I had never heard this story. You know, my dad was very successful in his career. So I was like, what do you mean you almost got fired? He said, when I first started programming, he said, I'd make a program and it wouldn't run right. And I'd come in the next day and the boss would yell and say, the program didn't run right, Mitchell. And it's because you didn't check it right. And he'd say, and he says, and you know what my 20-year-old response was? It's the machine's fault. And he said, for several weeks, he blamed everything on the machine. He said, then I finally realized they're getting ready to fire me if I don't do this right. So he started reading manuals over the night shift, and he started learning that it's what you put in, you get the right result. See, what we put in our lives will get the better result. When you put God's word in your life, you're going to get the right result. When you put junk in, you'll get junk out. That's what the Word of God says. Jesus himself said, it's out of what you store in your heart, that's what comes out of your mouth. So if you find yourself, you hit your thumb with a hammer and you want to curse, you might be storing the wrong things. So check up on yourself, okay? Check up on yourself when it comes to those things. So garbage in, garbage out. That's my personal story. So words are powerful things. We've just found that out from what the Proverbs tells us, And we found out that Jesus said that our mouth basically is powered by our words. So what do we speak, Pastor Doug? What do we speak? Well, we've used this verse many times. Hebrews 4:12 says the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing, even dividing asunder of soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. The reason why I have that verse memorized is because years ago as a teenager, I realized that the word of God was going to make a difference in my life. So what do you say? I'm going to give you some examples, and this is how we're going to start to wind this thing up. I'm going to give you some examples. When you feel like you can't do something, speak God's word. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. When you feel like there isn't enough, Speak God's word, for my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. When you feel like you're afraid, speak God's word, for God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. When you feel like doubting and losing faith, speak God's word. God has given to every man the measure of faith, Romans 12:3. When you feel like you're weak and losing strength, speak God's word. The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I fear? When you feel like the devil is winning and that you're losing, you can speak God's word. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. When you feel like you're defeated, you can speak God's word and say, God always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. When you feel like there is a lack of wisdom or understanding about a matter that you're facing, speak God's word. For Christ Jesus has made unto me wisdom from God. When you feel like sickness is coming upon you, speak God's word, for by his stripes I am healed. Himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. When you feel worried and frustrated, speak God's word and say, I cast all my cares upon him because he cares for me. And then I'm just going to tell you, actually do it. Okay? When you feel tied up in a habit, then you can speak God's word and say, for where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, and I am free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. When you feel condemnation and self-criticism, speak God's word, for there is now therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. For I am in Christ, therefore I am free from condemnation. When you feel lonely, speak God's word. Jesus said, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. When you feel like you are having a string of, quote, bad luck, or that you feel like you're cursed, then speak God's word. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me. And that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that I might receive the promise through the spirit of faith. When you feel discontent, speak God's word and say, just as St. Paul, I have learned the secret of being content in whatever state I am in. When you feel unworthy of God's love and goodness, speak God's word, for he made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that I might be made the righteousness of God in him. When we feel those things, find God's word that combats it and put that inside. Garbage in, garbage out, but good things in, good things come out. You will keep it fresh in 2022 if you speak the higher truth over your life. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you for helping us to speak your word clearly, that we understand that as we speak the powerful word of God, that it changes our circumstances and changes our life. Father, help your people to get a hold of the truths of putting good things in. Put that word of God in on a daily basis, on a weekly basis. Not just preaching on Sundays or listening to a sermon here or there, but Father, that we would put the life-giving word of God on the inside of us, so that when we're squeezed, that the word comes out and the word has great power. Thank you for helping us do that in Jesus' name. Now, with every head bowed, every eye closed, or maybe you're online watching today and you don't know the Lord Jesus, it's really simple to come into relationship with him. You might have called yourself a Methodist, a Baptist, a Catholic, an Episcopalian, but do you call yourself a Christian? Have you been born again? Have you met Jesus? Has he washed you of your sins? It's real easy. The Bible tells us in Romans 10:9-10, that if you believe in your heart the Lord Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and confess him as the Lord of your life and receive that forgiveness by faith, you will be saved. You will have assurance of salvation in the next life. We want to encourage you to do that just now. We're going to pray a simple prayer. I'm going to ask all my friends all the congregants that are right here to pray this out loud. And as we pray it, I want you to pray it at home and believe it in your heart. And God will meet you right where you are. Say, Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I believe in my heart that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for my sins, that he rose from the dead. I receive his forgiveness of all of my sins. And I confess Jesus as my Lord and Savior from this day forth, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to know about it. We want to help you in your walk of faith, help you find a church. If you can't find one near you, join us online. We want to be there for you. If you need help, you need a special prayer request, please message us, and we will minister the best that we know how from God's Word, because God's Word has good things in it. We're going to believe with you that this year, 2022, is going to be a fresh new year for all of you, that you are going to keep it fresh by following God's plan for your life. Amen. Let's stand to our feet and let's have our closing verse right now out of Psalm 121. Hallelujah. And then we're going to enjoy some fellowship and a ukulele band practice. Those of you that are joining us online, join us online. This next time around will be Wednesday night, 7:30. Here we go. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Psalm 121, 7 and 8.